offer came along,
he said in a low voice that hummed across her senses.
You offering sugar?
Sarah was so taken aback by the flirtatious question, she scurried straight off to the kitchen to place his order. It was one thing to chat up Old Man Watson from the feed and grain, or the town mayor, whom she'd known since she was in diapers. It was quite another to have a man with dreamy eyes and a voice that could lure a woman straight to bed act almost as if he wanted to take her, well, straight to bed. Which, of course, he didn't. She knew that. Hadn't she heard often enough about all her flaws? Her weight, her disorganization, her lack of mothering skills, from her ex-husband. In retaliation for her decision to file for divorce before he had a chance to, Walter had made it his personal mission in life to see that she had not one shred of self-esteem left by the time they ended their marriage. Worse, even knowing that he was just being his ornery old self, she'd been so low that she'd taken every mean-spirited word to heart. In the past few months, she'd worked hard to get herself back into shape. Annie had been her personal trainer at the corner spa, and Sarah had finally knocked off most of the weight she'd gained during two pregnancies. She had another 10 pounds she'd like to sweat off, but if it didn't happen, well, she could live with that too. Despite her success, though, she sometimes still saw herself through Walter's eyes, which annoyed the daylights out of her friends. It irked her, too, but the stream of a few years of nonstop criticism was embedded so deep it was almost impossible to shake.
"Grace, you need to take that burger and fries to Table 9," she told the owner of the old-fashioned soda fountain.
The down-home cooking continued to bring in business even now that the pharmacy side of the operation was taking a hit from some of the bigger discount pharmacies in the region. In Sarah's opinion, it was friendly service and gossip that had kept it afloat. Grace Wharton eyed her curiously.
"Why would you suddenly want to turn a man who looks like that and tips like a city slicker over to me?"
"Just do it, please,"
Sarah pleaded, not wanting to admit he made her nervous. Grace's eyes narrowed.
"Did he say something to offend you? If he did, I'll throw him right out of here on his backside, attractive though that backside might be."
Sarah turned pink with embarrassment.
"No, he was just joking around, that's all. You know, flirting the way some guys do. I should be used to it."
Grace observed her thoughtfully.
"Seems to me you could use a sweet-talking stranger to put a little color back into your cheeks."
"I most definitely do not need a man," Sarah declared emphatically. "I just got rid of the one I had."
"Good riddance is what I say," Grace declared. "The way I hear it, all he ever did was tear you down. Now you need a fella to perk you back up. I think a little sweet talk would be music to your ears."
It was an oft-repeated refrain. In the month she'd been working at Wharton's, Grace had not only offered that opinion on an almost daily basis, she'd suited action to words and trotted out half the single men in town for Sarah's inspection. For all Sarah knew, this man could be the latest.
"Do you know him?" she inquired suspiciously. "The man in booth 9. Did you drive over to Columbia or Sumter or someplace and recruit him to sit in here and stroke my ego?"
Grace looked genuinely appalled by the suggestion.
"Absolutely not! As if I would do such a thing. I never saw him before he turned up in here a couple of days ago," she said with obvious frustration. "He's not registered over at the Serenity Inn, either. I checked."
"Could be he's staying with friends or family," Sarah speculated.
"Might be. But it's no one who comes in here regular-like,"
Grace insisted.
"Besides, if he were someone's guest, wouldn't they be sitting right there with him? He's obviously on his own."
"What about Mary Vaughn?" Sarah asked. "Not only does she usually lock on to any new single man in the entire region, but she'd know if he looked at real estate."
"Sadly, since she got back together with Sonny, they take their lunch hours together. At home, if you know what I mean,"
Grace said with a grin.